This week's Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, we have the episode with Dina when she gets raped. And as I had mentioned this week in various shiurim, the punishment that Dina got for being put in the box when Yaakov went to meet Esav, and okay, whatever, a lot to say on that. But at the end of it, so you have the whole episode with Dina, and then Shechem and Hamor come, and they want to intermarry, they want to marry Dina, and Shimon Levi and say you have to get your whole people circumcised, and then we have what to talk about. And then after they get their bris milas, the whole city gets destroyed, and they take Dina back home. Safe to say, Yaakov wasn't so happy with the events that happened, and Shimon and Levi say, we're not going to let our sister, be treated like a zona. And Yaakov says nothing. Yaakov will get the last response back in Parshas Vayechi when he's giving out the brachos, but for now, he said nothing. And that idea has really always stuck in my head, and it's such a powerful mussar that often you just have to know when is the right time. When is the right time to say something? At that point, it's very, very possible if Yaakov had said, no, that's not what I'm saying, you guys are totally, totally wrong. The Shimon and Levi, and specifically Levi and what comes of Levi, may never have come. He may have destroyed them at that time, and it would not have been recoverable. They did an act which wasn't great, he wasn't proud of. He wasn't happy that they did it, but it wasn't the time to speak back to them now. They would not have taken it well. And in relationships in general, it is super important to know when is the right time to speak and when is the right time to just keep quiet and not get that last word in and not get the last response, because it's not going to help them and it's just going to harm them. And you just sit there with your mouth shut and you let them vent out and you let them say what's on their minds. Because right now, if I say anything, it's going to have a lot more harm than positive. Have a wonderful Shabbos.